Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
The reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15, and that starts on page 1037 of the Pew Bibles. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Maddie. And a very happy Christmas to you all. Lovely to have you with us in many cases again for this Christmas time. My name is John Adams. If we haven't met, I'm the vicar here. Now, I wonder which bit of the Christmas story you find easiest to imagine. Just have a think about it. Which is the easy bit to imagine? Maybe you're thinking about the stable. Is it Mary and Joseph? Is it the baby in the manger? Those are quite sort of tangible, earthy kind of things that we can get our heads around. But what about the bit that we've just read? Let me just read it again. See if you can imagine this. The glory of the Lord shone around them, around the shepherds. And they were terrified. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, that's the first angel that had come, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And then when the angels had left them, they went into heaven. Imagine yourself out there. You're in the Bethlehem Hills, nighttime, it's cold. You're a weary shepherd. And first one angel comes. And then suddenly, somehow, the sky tears open and a whole army of heavenly beings descend. Where do they come from? What do they look like? Can you even look at them? Somehow, you're caught up in this overwhelming glory blazing around you. It is very hard to imagine, isn't it? I wonder if you've ever had a chance to look at some pictures and paintings of this moment. I've got a slide here with three of them. And the artists do struggle. The one on the top left there, all you can see is a bunch of animals and shepherds. And the reason for that is that the artist has made the angel very, very small. So we can hardly see him. There's sort of somewhere hidden in the back there. Maybe that's how we feel. We're not sure about angels. We don't really know what they would look like. Or frankly, anything particularly heavenly. We want to keep it a little bit small. Then again, maybe you can identify more with this one on the left there. That is a piece of stained glass in a cathedral in Amiens in France. And obviously it's a bit clearer. You can see the shepherds looking up at the angels. But it's got a different challenge. It may be lovely and beautiful. It doesn't look a lot like real life. And maybe you feel a bit like that with the Christmas story. You're like, well, it's a beautiful picture, but what's it got to do with the real me? Or what about this one down here? This is actually from a chapel in Bethlehem itself. And the artist has pictured heaven literally opening up. And you can sort of see all the angels like stacked up at the top. It's an amazing picture. It's doing battle with exactly this idea, heaven breaking through. But how does it work? How does heaven meet earth in that moment? Well, I want to just spend a couple of moments talking to you about that through the lens of that angel song that we have just heard. And the action happens in two places in this song. One is in the highest, and the other is on the earth. And that gives us our two great truths for today. So first, the angels sing, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And this is the heavenly dimension of the story. Now, to illustrate this, we need to get some glory. And I'm going to need 5 volunteers, and you need to be capable of wielding a pair of scissors successfully. Okay? So have I got, yes, 1. Fantastic. Up you come. Very good. I need 4 more. 4 more scissor capable. Yes. Yep. There's at least 2 there. Have we got any? Come up. You come. Brilliant. Fantastic. Have I got any more volunteers? I got 2 only. Yes. Brilliant. Come and join me. Very good. I need, yeah. Oh, we got another one over there. Yes. Yeah. Come. If we've got 2 there. Very good. Right. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. We've got one more. Okay. Right. I tell you what, while I'm busy getting another, now you 3, if you go through there, and Natasha's going to give you, can you see there? Right. She's going to give you your letter. Off you go. Very good. And you come. I've got one more. Yes. Come. Right. Okay. Right. Here we go. Okay. Now. Right. We've got to get these in the right order, team. Okay. Small team building challenge early on. Okay, now they're going to go on the floor in front of the stage. Very good. Yes, this is already encouraging. Fantastic. Yeah, and that one can go down here. Really good. How is our spelling going? You may be on holiday. Yeah, now a little bit further over there. Very good. Superb. Fantastic. That's very good. Do you know what? Yeah, down you go. Go on. Right in the middle here. What have we got? Yes, and let's put it on the floor. Okay. What does it say?
Glory.
Okay. And where is the glory? Not yet, it isn't. Okay. Right. Now, people, what you've got to understand is that if you cut the wrong one of the cords, I'm in trouble for like a year or until that helium balloon comes down. Okay. So, right. Now, one of these you have to cut. Okay, right, I think it's that one. Here we go. Right, chop it. Here we go. We've got to get this glory up to the highest. Yeah, go. Okay, here it goes. Right, you let it through your hand. There we go. That's it. Slide it through your hand. Right, here we go. Okay, this one. No. Okay, yeah, try again. Very good. Okay, run that through your hand. Slowly. Up it goes. Very good. Right, okay. Very good. Right now, let's. What could possibly go wrong? I think it's that one. Okay, right here, hold that one. Right, run it through. Very good. Yeah, that looks encouraging. Yeah, okay. Never work with animals or children. Here we go. No, not that one. This one. Yeah, there we go. That's fantastic. Right, run that through. Here we go. Okay. Where are we? Which one's it going to be? I think it's that one. Here, give it a chop. Right. Okay, run that one through. Right. All the way. Fantastic. Right, give them a round of applause. Well done, guys. Well done. Okay. Okay, you can sit down. Fantastic. Yeah, go on, all the way. It's higher. Yeah, we didn't build that ceiling all the way up there for no reason. Okay, well done. Come and take a seat, guys. Fantastic. Okay. Glory in the highest. Nice. It's a long way up there, isn't it? How high? How high is this glory? Is it 5-6 meters high? Actually, no. When the angels said glory in the highest, what they meant is glory in the place where God is. The highest place. The place where you can really see the spiritual heavenly realities. So that is the place the angels said there was glory. And if you had been with those angels, you would have felt the same way. So let's just have a think about this for a moment. And I think it's always a great place to start with the Christmas story. Angels. I wonder whether you believe in angels. Do you believe in angels? Do you have angels anywhere in your house? Anyone here got angels in their house? Yeah, we've got them on cards, haven't we? Perhaps on Christmas trees. But I'm not talking about those kind of angels. I'm talking about real heavenly beings. Majestic, beautiful, perhaps a little bit scary. This verse tells us there was a whole army of them, and they spoke. And when they spoke, it was the Lord's word they were speaking. Speaking into the world with divine authority. We live in a confusing and confused world, don't we? Many of us don't know which way to go. There are competing voices. We need a word beyond ourselves, something that's definitely true. And the angels offer that. And they say there is a God, and he says things, and he does things, and he does glorious things. Which brings us on to this, glory. What is glory? Glory is like when you have a stunning view and it takes your breath away and you say, oh, wow. Glory is like when your favorite team scores a winning goal and everyone goes wild. Glory is like when you open that present this morning, like, oh, it's the one I wanted. Perfect. That's glory. And in Luke's day, when he wrote this account, many people would have thought of the emperor, Caesar Augustus. He's the son of glory. He's the one who can order people around. And, you know, when he says there's a census, 100,000 people have to get up and go back to their hometown. But what Luke wanted to say is, do you know what? That's nothing. That's nothing compared to the glory of Jesus. We have glorious people in our day too. We've got television celebrities. We've got famous sports personalities. We've got the people who make our headlines. But Jesus is more glorious than all of them. Glory. So what exactly is glorious about him? Well, I want to come back to that moment that the shepherds got the news. What's so amazing? The amazing thing is that the creator of the whole world has entered into the world he created. The one who holds the whole universe in his hands is being held by his own mother. The one who is over every power and authority has chosen to come down into this world and be lorded over by Herod and the Roman authorities so that he might save us. Glory in the highest. Many people think God is boring. Some people even think God is bad. In fact, he's glorious. He's glorious. And I wonder whether you feel that today, whether you can see that same glory. If we could see what the angels saw, we would be full of praise. So I'm going to set you a challenge. And I'm particularly speaking to the kids and young people in the room. Now, today is going to be a great day, and you're going to have so much fun. You're going to have, you know, a great meal and your presents and all the rest of it. But you know your parents, they might be running around a little bit too much. So what you need to do towards the end of the day is just tell them to stop, leave the washing up, and get them to tell you the story of Jesus's birth all over again. And then in your heart, give praise to God, glory to God in the highest. Okay, that's the glory. What else is there? What else is there? Can we have the next slide? There's glory in the highest and peace. And where is it? On the earth. Okay, so we need some peace on the earth. Now, the thing is, small earths are quite hard to find. And we were looking at a lot of air miles from California. So we have had to go for something that is closely related, and I will say is thematically very appropriate for this day. I'm going to give every single one of you a little earth or something that kind of resembles an earth. Okay? And if you're the kind of person who is usually put off by what you've got in your hand right now, this is a great opportunity, because the thing underneath the wrapping is possibly even better than the original. Okay. Now, in a moment, you're going to be holding your earth, a.k.a. Brussels sprout. I want you to take your little earth. And I want you to imagine, there you are, you're holding all 6 billion people in the world. There they are. And perhaps some of those green bits that you're looking at, that's some countries in the world. And there's a lot of people on that earth who want peace. I wonder where your mind goes. Perhaps you're thinking about the conflicts in the world. Perhaps you're thinking about the conflicts in your family or in your relationships. Everyone wants peace. And Christmas is very famous for stories of peace. We all know the story of World War One. You know, the truce in the trenches where, you know, for just a part of the day, they stopped firing, sang Silent Night. But Christmas is also, every year, it's a reminder that peace, at least some forms of peace, they haven't come. So what do we think? Does it turn out that the angels weren't right? That there isn't any promise of peace, actually? Or has there been an unnecessary delay? What happened? Well, when the angels speak of peace, this is what they're speaking about. Peace is something that those who are at war need. And the angels were speaking about those who are actually in their hearts at war with God. And this is a very uncomfortable truth, but we can do uncomfortable on Christmas Day. We're okay with that. We are at war with God. And if we're not sure that's the case, let's ask ourselves these questions. Have you ever resented God's purposes? Have you ever resisted what you know God wants you to do? Have you ever been bitter that God hasn't made your life work out the way that you wanted it to work out? Have you ever found yourself binging on Netflix instead of praying? Or doom scrolling instead of talking to God? That's what it looks like to be at war with God. It may be passive aggressive. It may be full on. But each of us needs peace with God. And that is what Jesus came to bring. Peace on earth and mercy mild. That's it. That is it. God and sinners reconciled. That is the message of peace. And how did Jesus achieve that? Well, when the first load of angels came, they said, "He is here." At the end of his life, there were another load of angels. And what did they say? "He is not here. Not here. The tomb is empty. Jesus died on the cross and he rose again that we would be reconciled to God, that we could become his friends." And, you know, these verses, they say something really challenging. They say, peace to those on whom God's favor rests. It's not automatic. There's a way of having that peace. There's a way of not having that peace. We need it. And there is a way to get it. And anyone can have it. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation, said the Apostle Paul. The old is gone. The new is here. We can have it. If anyone is in Christ, anyone can believe. Anyone can repent and believe in him and receive that forgiveness for themselves. So as we wrap up, I want to speak to you in whatever situation you're in. Maybe you come the odd Christmas, the odd Easter. It's wonderful to have you here, by the way. But you've never taken that step of turning to Jesus and trusting in him with your whole life. Perhaps today is the day to come to him. Or maybe you do believe, and maybe you can't even remember a time when you didn't. But today is a day for living in the peace that God has given you in Jesus. Maybe you still feel a sense of condemnation that hangs over you. You believe, but you also just feel rotten. Maybe today is a day for just reminding yourself you have been reconciled. Maybe like a relationship that's kind of stayed too long at a superficial level, you haven't really got deeper with God. Maybe this next year is a time to really press in to get to know him more profoundly. Receive God's peace today. So as we wrap up, we'll remind ourselves of the angel's song. First of all, glory to God. Love it. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. They're not just beautiful words for the angels to sing. They're the heart of the Christmas message. And I pray that this Christmas, we would be people who truly see the message the angels proclaimed and respond like the shepherds with faith, worship, and joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that we have been able to consider this morning. Thank you for the Lord Jesus coming into our world. Thank you for that moment when heaven touched earth, when we realized that you had come for us, that we would be reconciled to you. We pray that we would each know the peace that Jesus brings. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.